40 Days of Words. Where are words come from? Matthew 12, 34 and 35 says, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. Hi, this is Jim Brown. Do you like detective shows? You know, shows where there's a puzzle of sort to figure out, a whodunit? Then you watch the detective investigate the clues and solve the case. Well, I'm going to help you become a detective of sorts today with this verse. The context of this verse is this. Jesus had just done a miracle, and the Jewish leaders, the Pharisees, were upset. They didn't give a lick about the man who had just been healed by Jesus of being demon-possessed, blind, and unable to speak. They were trying to find some evil reason to discredit Jesus, even if they had to make up that reason. Jesus, having the advantage of being God, saw right through them and scolded them for speaking against the Holy Spirit. And then, especially for his followers who were there and for us today, gave this fantastic insight. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When I was learning computer programming in college, one maxim was this, G-I-G-O, garbage in, garbage out. If we programmed poorly, we would get poor results. Just as when we eat an abundance of the wrong, non-nutritious food, it can make us sick, so it is when we fill our minds with things that are wrong, bad, evil, and so on. We do that by what we read, what we hear, the movies we watch, the people we listen to, the music, the conversations, and on and on. That is what the Pharisees did, which is why all they could speak about, the miracle that Jesus had just performed, the relief he gave the man, were accusations, anger, and evil. My prayer for today, Lord, help me to be thoughtful about what I take into my heart, my mind, my spirit, and my soul. I desire to speak only good treasure, which will bless others. Amen.